Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two of the program happening right now on a Thursday night. We are on the eve of the Cowboys Game 3 of the preseason. Who will make the final 53 for your Dallas Cowboys? And, of course, latest and greatest, Micah Parsons has tweeted, real quick before we get to our friend Corey Chavis, for the folks at home that have not seen the latest tweet from Micah Parsons, this thing's not getting any friendlier, people.
Micah just tweeting out a Bible verse, Micah 7:8, that reads, "Even if I fall, I will rise. The Lord is my light." Mm. He did the peace sign emoji with the picture of the Bible quote. He made it his profile picture. And if you look at his Twitter and his Instagram, he has scrubbed anything that is Cowboys related. In his bio, it just now reads TBD instead of player for Dallas Cowboys or whatever.
Yowza. All right. Well, with that said, let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program, friend of the program, 11-year NFL veteran, former Pro Bowler, and just all-around grade-A human being, the one, the only, Mr. Corey Chavis. And Corey, when you left the NFL way back when in 2008, Twitter was just getting started, so I'm guessing you never tweeted out anything quite like that. When you start throwing out Bible quotes, what does that mean as far as negotiations are concerned?
I don't know. I mean, I probably don't have as much of it. Y'all kind of, I feel like it, that happens nowadays when people go through some of these contract negotiations, or if somebody has something that they want to say to the team, they oftentimes will use it. I do think it means something. I don't know if it's that, you know, detrimental in the contract negotiations, to be quite frank. I don't think it'll have much of an impact. You know, I still feel like Parsons will end up being a Cowboy.
Corey, when you see, I don't know if you've got a chance to see the documentary that just released on Netflix with Jerry and kind of documenting how he acquired the team and kind of his role in the team and whatnot. And it obviously glorifies kind of his upbringing with the Cowboys. If you were Micah Parsons and his agent and you're sitting at home waiting for this contract, waiting for Jerry to reach out, and you see they're more worried about this Netflix show coming out and now doing some media PR touring about it, would you feel any kind of way about that? Would you just say it's part of the business? Do you think this is going to affect kind of the way that just things have gone with these two?
I think it could have an effect. I did get a chance, by the way, to watch some of the documentary, and I was very impressed. I say it was very well produced. And, you know, I guess if Netflix has something, you know it's going to be good. But it certainly was intriguing, and I hadn't been able to get through all the series of a year, but I plan on watching more of it. And I could understand your point. Maybe you feel a little bit sideways, because this is an important deal. It's an important year for the Cowboys in terms of really just when you lose somebody to me that is a staple, you know, like DeMarcus Lawrence, certainly you would think that would help you at the negotiating table.
That said, you know, look, you've been around the NFL for a long time. Were the Wilfs, had they bought Minnesota, had they bought the Vikings when you were still there?
Yes, they did. Actually, it was like right around the time before I left and went to the Rams. They did buy the Vikings around that time.
And so, look, you've played for the Wilfs, you've played for the Cronkies. You know,
well, hey, trust me, I know about contract. I've had my, you know, so yeah, no doubt.
So, okay, and that beautiful. Okay, so that segues beautifully into what I'm about to ask then. So when you look at how Jerry goes about handling his negotiations, all right, is it detrimental to getting deals done? Is this guy still stuck in the 90s? I mean, look, you've been watching the documentary. You see that it's a celebration of the early 90s. I mean, what is he gaining by negotiating the way he has, to where even if he does get a deal done with Micah, you've now got three players that are going to be one, two, or three highest paid at their respective positions?
Yeah, and I think he's gotten exactly, eyes. I think that's kind of the point of maybe drawing some of this out to the 19th, 23rd hour.
Yeah.
And then you get it done. I think that's kind of what happened with so many other situations, not only back then, but even more recently. And I think it'll end up getting done, I believe. I mean, unless there's, so much angst that has been created between the two sides that it becomes nearly impossible to, believe it could get done. But it's not really like when I was playing, it was holdouts. Now we got hold ins. I mean, it's like the same thing with Trey Hendrickson. I mean, you're on the sidelines. Are you really holding out? I don't know. I mean, it's a little bit different now. So I do believe that something will get done. I think this is the time for both sides to posture. And I think they're both doing a good job.
Corey, what do you think that locker room's feeling like? Obviously, having the experience that most of us have not been able to feel, especially with having a guy like Micah sitting out or holding in slash out, not being there on the field, working out, the best defensive player on your team. I think pretty everyone would agree with that. What's that thought process of when you're another D lineman over there, when you're another corner out there, and just knowing that the best player that's going to be the biggest puzzle piece is not out there for us and is coming closer and closer to September 4th versus the Eagles?
Well, I mean, I was at the game the other day, and one of the things that I noticed is he wasn't the only guy that wasn't out there. There are a lot of guys that weren't playing. In fact, Hooker wasn't playing, a veteran. I saw Lamb wasn't playing. And I mean, just the list of names goes on and on. Obviously, Dak and some of those guys are obviously in camp. You're more or less talking about on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. but he is there day-to-day. So, or at least to my estimation, it's been that way. So I feel like there is something. I don't think that it'll really pick up until the week of the season. I think that's when the intensity of even the negotiations will pick up. And just like you saw with Emmitt Smith when he set out the two games, I think that makes a way more of a statement if somebody, if Micah sticks his foot in the ground and says, I'm not moving, then all of a sudden it draws into the season. I think that's when the teammates will start looking at it, because you really try to stay out of your fellow teammates' contract situations. That's one thing it's kind of an unwritten rule. That's one thing you don't want to be talking about is somebody else's money. And I think that's probably the stance that most of the players are taking. And that's what I would think, at least.
I mean, nobody likes a pocket watcher. I mean, let's be real, right? I mean, unless you're negotiating, right? I mean, like I said, back in your day, maybe you're looking at other safeties, corners, or what have you, as far as like, hey, when it comes to, what you're getting for your deal. But yeah, to your point, from a player's perspective, like I don't really want to hear Marshawn Nealon talking about, what Micah's money and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Now, no question. I mean, you said it best when you're thinking about when your agent is negotiating, which that's another side story that we haven't talked about, is the communication with his agent. But that part.
What do you think of Mulligetta?
Say it again.
What do you think of Mulligetta?
Well, I think he's gotten a lot of he's done his a lot of. I would say there's been a lot of success in terms of getting people paid. I think this is something where I do wish that maybe those two sides were communicating more and Micah wasn't maybe as involved. I mean, I think that's really how these things should go. But that's just not how I guess this has gone. It's really kind of stretched out a lot longer than what I would have believed, really.
Have you ever had a situation, because the rumor is that, and Jerry kind of went on today with Michael Irvin and basically said, look, we had agreed to everything with Micah, and he kind of hinted to as much before. Was there ever a situation, and then of course he takes it back to his agent, and then Mulligetta comes back and says, yeah, that's not how we're going to do things. How have you ever been in a situation like that? Or, just walk us through what a normal kind of negotiation looks like.
No, that's absolutely not how it works. I mean, I don't know if I even talked to my owner, more than five or six times ever.
Really?
So, and I'm talking about, especially if it was, you're talking about Bill Bidwell, and they did business a certain way. So I can kind of relate to his frustration, because I held out my first camp. going into the league, you don't want to hold out. They start camp. I wasn't there. You know, I mean, it wasn't a hold in. I was holding out. And so it was because we couldn't agree to terms. That's just kind of how they did business. You know, the Cardinals had a reputation. Certainly has changed, you know, over the years. They've become much more under Michael and his sister. They've done a lot of things differently now. But, again, so you're not talking, and the only person that's going to be talking with them would be the agent. You would never have had any communication about a contract with an owner. That certainly wasn't the case. Whether that was with them, with the Vikings, with the Rams, any of those organizations either. So that part is pretty mind-boggling to me.
Hey, Corey, so I want to kind of take it away from Micah for just a second. The cornerback room for the Dallas Cowboys is a little rough right now, and being a former defensive back, I was wanting to know, what do you think, what are the guys going through their head right now on whether or not, like, who's starting, who's going to, is De'Ron Bland's kind of the guy, but what are other guys going to be doing and thinking to prove themselves to get ready for, obviously, September 4th versus the Eagles?
I'll tell you what, I like what Andrew Booth did the other day, and not just to pick six, I like some of the other stuff he did, because one of the things about him is the confidence has been an issue with the injuries. The injuries have been an issue. But you got to have somebody step up, whether it's him, whether it's Troy Pride, you know, somebody else. But until Revel Jr. gets back and is healthy and ready to go and you get him in the mix, somebody's got to step up. If these guys, I don't know if Diggs going to be ready. You know what I mean? Like, so Elam, obviously, is thought to be in a pretty good spot right now. But somebody else has to step up. And, again, I thought Booth really, you know, showed himself well. I like Childress's play as well. I think he's kind of flashed. Now, he's not a corner. He's more of a nickel type. But mm-hmm. You just got to get some depth. I actually like Kamon Hall. I thought he, you know, has flashed a little bit. So they I think what they're trying to do is find another outside guy. Right now, I would say the guy that I would be thinking about that has earned more reps is Booth. And again, it's beyond just the pick six. You look at some of the breaks. He had an earlier break in that game on an out route. Nearly knocked that down. Then he did break up another out route, tackled relatively well. Thought he even ran down on special teams, hit the punt returner one time accidentally. You know, he was energetic, and it was after he had left the game he had to go back in because I think somebody got hurt. So he's a guy that's kind of flashed to me, and I definitely think that they're going to have to get good play out of Elam early in the year.
If you had one thing to say to this cornerback room or defensive back room, what would it be to like to kick them in the rear to get them ready to go here?
So it's an opportunity. You know, you got two guys who were draft picks by other teams that gave up on you. So there's nothing more that just needs to be said for those two guys. I'm talking about Elam and Booth. And then you've got a number of other guys who are talented, who are obviously like a Troy Pride, who's kind of just hung around the league as a fourth-round pick back in 2020. You know, you're just kind of making your way and trying to start a game last year for the Cowboys. But you're, you know, he still has some ability, a sprint champion, a guy that's got a lot of what you would want in terms of the ability. I thought he played okay the other day at one play that may have been a little bit off. But, I mean, he's another player that is in this competitive mix. And I feel like Bland, we already know what he can do or what he has done. So I think they've got the potential to have a competitive room early until Diggs gets all the way back maybe. But right now, you know what I'm saying, the guy that has to step up, in my opinion, is Andrew Booth. He's got to take last week and build on it.
Corey, real quick, before we dive into some other NFL topics, you mentioned starters not playing, and the Cowboys, one of the few teams that have had hardly any starters play at all on both offensive and defensive side of the ball. I mean, hell, you would think they were the defending Super Bowl champion. Does that bother you, considering you're 2 weeks away from going into Philadelphia?
You know, not really. I feel like that's kind of changed in terms of every coach has their own philosophy with that, and I think that's something that you look at. There's certain teams that have decided, like Cincinnati, for example, to play Joe Burrow and not just play him with the starters, playing them with the backups, and then you're giving guys an opportunity to maybe shine just so you can kind of see. Although actually some of the guys that shine for them weren't even playing with, you know, wasn't even on the field with Burrow. But I do think that when you look around, for example, if you got some situation like Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones, you got to let those guys have to play. So every situation is a little bit different. But I feel like particularly with Dak, you want to make sure he's healthy. Some of these other guys, I guess, you know, Malik Hooker's been around. You kind of know what he's going to do. So it just really depends on each individual situation.
Last one for me here. There's a lot of bubble guys. Schottenheimer talked about maybe there being some surprise guys that are not on the 53-man roster. So three that came to my head, and Fred, and we've kind of been discussing as the show's been going on, Miles Sanders, Mozzie Smith, and Jalen Tolbert. And Tolbert.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not because we don't think he's the worst wide receiver in the room, but just as far as maybe some value you can get if you were to trade him. Those three guys, will they be on the Cowboys roster September 4th?
It'll be tough, I believe. I think it'll be tough. Tolbert will make it. Mozzie Smith. That's a tough one. I don't know if I've seen enough from Toya right now to justify you just saying, okay, he's off there. And the King Bassetti as well. I was watching both of those guys the other day. I don't know that they have necessarily out, but both draft picks. So if you're going to go the route of saying, okay, we've got enough, and you re-sign a Digazuwe, that could mean Smith is really, really not just on the bubble, a possibility to get cut. And then
that's tough, right?
I think Miles Sanders,
him and Phil Maffa.
The other day, I thought he had his moments. The last couple of runs were a little bit better. I just wonder whether or not you believe in Phil Maffa enough to maybe get him some reps. Special teams will be a big factor. If Sanders can't contribute on special teams, that could be the potential. Deuce Vaughn, I don't know. I mean, for me, if it came down to those two, I would probably pick Sanders over Vaughn at this point.
Look, Deuce Vaughn, if his dad wasn't a scout, he'd have been done. Mozzie Smith, real quick, first round pick, year three, the old adage that we've heard time and time again from the one, the only Bill Parcells, the light doesn't click by year three, it's never going to click. What, you know, I've told our boy Henry Thomas, I said, man, you need to work with this kid, do something for God's sakes. Is there anything to do to help this guy out? I mean, and our boy Brian Broaddus is like, maybe he just doesn't love football. When you watch 58 out there, when your first round pick is playing in the second half of a preseason game, what's that tell you?
It says a lot. I think it says a lot about maybe you're not necessarily, you're trying to get an evaluation from him to see how much it's ticking in that second half. You know, how much is that energy still going? That's really what the big thing has been for him from the beginning has been all about more or less the energy. And that's understandable. Anytime you had the issues with the asthma he's been able to overcome and stuff like that. So I do feel like right now it's an inflection point. And unfortunately, some of the same things that I saw, sometimes when he's playing inside, sometimes measuring up his ability to fight some of those double teams allows the block to actually push him into the covered up linebacker. Stuff like that is frustrating, particularly if you're going against zone type schemes. That's a lot of times where you end up affecting linebacker play. So those things are kind of inexcusable at that weight and size. And those are just some of the things that really kind of go back to school, because he was an off and on contributor for the better part of two seasons. And then he maximized that off season into maybe his best season for them back in 2022. But he's got a level of power and explosiveness that just hasn't shown on a consistent basis up to this point. But it's going to be tough when you look at their depth at that position.
Look, he's going to have to play. They got to find somebody. All right, real quick. 60 seconds or less. Handicap the NFC East for me.
Well, I tell you what, I think Washington is strong. I like some of the pieces they've added. You're talking about your situation with Parsons. I think McLaurin's situation is huge in terms of whether or not they're going to be able to sign him and the age there, whether he can get the money that he wants. I like the Giants. I like what they've done on that defensive line. I think they're going to be a little bit better than people think. As long as that defensive line is as dominant as I think it can be on a pass rush perspective, they're going to give some people problems on third downs. And then Philadelphia, really surprised that their backup units were kind of dominated the other day completely by the Browns, who are a little bit underrated on both sides of the ball, their second team offensive and defensive lines. But I think at the end of the day, you know what you're going to get from the Eagles. They're going to be a formidable team that is still going to play physical football. It's going to be tough if the Cowboys cannot stop the run to beat the Eagles.
How long do you think it will be before we see Jackson Dart?
I think he should be going now. I think he should be week one. But certainly they're going to try to take this thing slowly. But I think he got the reps. So important for these college quarterbacks to get the repetitions. You're seeing it over and over. The guys without the reps, whether it's Richardson, whether it's Trey Lance, Jackson Dart got the reps. He got three straight years starting in the SEC. It's a very important factor, and that's kind of showing up to me in the preseason. Doesn't mean it's going to translate to the regular season, but those reps make a difference.
Corey Chavis, 11-year NFL veteran, former Pro Bowler, and all-around grade-A human being. Corey, next time we do this, let's do it in studio.
We will, man. No doubt, man. Definitely.
Always a pleasure, Mr. Chavis.
Thank you so much for having me, man.
100%. The one, the only, Corey Chavis. Go give him a follow on the socials. You will be glad that you did. All right, he mentioned Jackson Dart. Jackson's in action tonight. Let's take a trip around the National Football League. This is Fan After Dark.
Wow, what a way to come back. They're listening to the Fan After Dark. Mm-mm. Blake Elliott.
That no was decorum
Trevor.
On the show anymore. No
None
decorum.
Whatsoever.
Hey, why don't you come up with the top five for us, since you're not doing your good news segment tonight? Go ahead and come up with the top five for us.
I mean, I can do a good news segment tonight. I can.
Well, you're you could, not, but we're going to have you do the top five instead. Because at 9:20, we've got NFL fantasy to get into.
Good. I'm glad. Y'all need me for fantasy. I'll tell you what.
Your fantasy takes...
No. You don't even leave
a little to be
okay,
desired.
Mr. 25 points for a missed extra point. Yeah. No.
This was also in 2000, bro. How old were you in 2000?
Same point. Same thing 15? Goes in 2000.
10?
I was
How old
10.
Were you?
I was 10 years old.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. So
10 years old.
Your little 10-year-old brain couldn't wrap its little brain around.
Couldn't even wrap your head around that Michael Vick is the greatest football player of all time.
Well, in NFL news.
Madden-wise, yes.
Getting
you, guys, getting you guys caught up, so when you're
can
around,
we call him a dog, or is that too much?
Hey, yo.
When you're around your friends this weekend,
hey.
When you're going to the bar tonight, when you're going to the bar tomorrow, and you can talk a little ball.
Ojos Locos with the boys?
Ojos Locos.
I got to be the grown-up on today's show.
Ojos Locos could be fun.
Hey, both of you gentlemen, hush. I'm delivering some NFL news to all of our Tolos.
Bring us some beanies. How about that?
I don't know how you're wearing a beanie. I'm burning alive in here.
It's so hot in here, for real.
I can't. Tim, you see? You see? I'm trying to keep us on track. Okay, here we go. First bit of news. Yesterday, Darren Waller activated from the PUP list, so he will be on the active roster for the Dolphins, starting tight end for them. And then in other news, you got Tyson Bagent, who got that two-year, $10 million guaranteed contract. He was in tears.
He was.
When he got the contract. Shout out to him. He said he did not come from a lot of money, so that was life-changing money for him.
He's from West Virginia.
What does that got to do with anything?
It's one of the poorest states in the country.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was, one of the poorest states.
To
I belong West Virginia.
That's pretty much all the cool transactions. Yeah. And as far as
You made it sound like you just had a flurry of news. This dude reads two headlines. Okay, that's going to do it for your news today.
It's not.
Who's got to be the adult here reading all this news?
I still got
God!
I still got some injury news.
This dude read a Darren Waller headline. Okay, hey, when's his new song drop? That's what we want to know.
The New Orleans Saints, the only team that has not decided on their starting quarterback for opening day, will start who on Saturday's preseason finale?
Tyler Shuck
versus the Denver Broncos.
Tyler Shuck.
Trevor.
I'm sorry, I was messing with the fan.
Bobby Hebert.
I didn't hear the question. I apologize.
Bobby Hebert.
Who will the Saints start at quarterback on Saturday?
Bobby Hebert.
Can you hide?
I don't know. Some guy off the bench. I don't know.
Listen to the fantasy guru over here. Listen, you beat me for fantasy.
The only guy you want on there is Alvin Kamara. That's the only guy you want. Maybe Olave.
The answer was Spencer Rattler. So there was two guys and y'all didn't name.
I mean, I did get Tyler Shuck.
Okay, as far as injury news, Lamar Jackson had a foot injury yesterday. He said it was stepped on. Did I send you the audio of... I didn't send it to you. Adam Schefter was pretty much speculating that
this show is wheels off.
I'm about to break it down. I'm going to paraphrase.
Thanks, Ross Levinsky. So what Adam Schefter was trying to say was his foot hurts, but he's wearing a boot and he should be okay week one.
No boot. He did have to get x-rays, and apparently Harbaugh was praying for good results, and Schefter read between the lines and said that there was nothing to worry about. Why are you praying for good results? Either way, Lamar Jackson looks like he'll be fine. It shouldn't be anything serious, but something to monitor. As far as the Carolina Panthers, they had some guys get hurt today as well, too. Bunch of injuries happening today in the NFL. It feels like today was...
He's not going to tell us any of them, but there have been a lot. Just imagine your favorite team and hope that none of them are on your team.
Well, I'm looking at I'm going through ESPN and going through each guy, and it's just showing you a bunch of backups. Here's a player that matters. Xavier McKinney. What team does he play for?
Cornerback, right?
Well, that's a position to know.
Vikings?
No.
No? Okay.
Maybe I should stop making our guess. Safety for the Green Bay.
Said cornerback. Said defensive back, close enough.
Today he had his calf. He was dressed in pads, but he did not participate.
He had his calf what?
It just says calf.
He had his calf like removed from his body.
I'm not a Packers fan.
He had it what? All you said was he had his calf. He should have two of them, right?
Okay, you ready? McKinney, in parentheses, calf, close parentheses, was dressed in pads Thursday, though he still did not participate in team activities.
Okay.
Ryan Wood of USA Today reports.
Could be the Achilles people.
Ask Ryan Wood. That's all I got for you.
What a segment from, I'll tell you what, my man made it sound like he had a flurry of news. All right, so check this out. Something that might be of interest to all you Dallas Cowboy fans out there. The NFL.com put out its list of potential trade targets for each team update.
Quinston Johnston, concussion protocol.
I feel like he's been in concussion protocol for like the last 2 weeks.
T. Higgins hobbled off practice today.
You know,
with an ankle.
He fired David Mulligetta. Should we read anything into that?
And then one more.
Yeah.
Two more.
Okay. The hits keep coming, people. The hits keep coming.
Tre'Davious White, once known as the Bills' great cornerback.
Yes.
Still in the Bills. Had to be helped off the practice field on a cart. Into the locker room. So he was carted off the field today.
Is this the second year in a row where he's had a season? I don't want to be too presumptive, but I know he had a season-ending injury last year.
Career-ending injury, and he's back.
Calm down.
And then everybody's favorite receiver, Jalen Polk, will undergo season-ending shoulder surgery. So he will.
And he's with who?
He's with the Patriots.
Okay.
Do you remember him from Washington? He was with Michael Penix and the boys.
Okay.
With Roma Dunze.
So NFL.com, that guy. So NFL.com put out a list of players that could be potential trade targets as we head into cut down day and the end of the preseason. A name that jumped out there that, hey, maybe looking at it, again, I'm no...
Did I mention Sky Moore went, yeah, trade it?
We did mention that earlier in the program, but go ahead and mention it one more time.
49ers, Sky Moore, 2027 seventh round pick. The Chiefs get a 2027 sixth round pick.
Yeah, they could care less. This guy just can't catch passes.
And then Chris Godwin off the PUP list for the Buccaneers, as well as Tristan Wirfs.
That's good news for the... That's good. By the way, did you see Baker Mayfield in the Popeyes commercial?
I will be drafting Baker Mayfield in fantasy.
Save that for 920 when Mr. Fantasy Extraordinaire over here, a.k.a. Trevor the Creator...
I got a whole spreadsheet.
I'm sure you do. Do you have a spreadsheet, or is it all just up here for you?
Depends on the day.
Where's it at today?
It's up here.
You're downloading. You're downloading for 920.
I'm trying to get all of y'all's bad takes so that way I can make sure.
Bro,
that
I'll tell you what. Let me just interject real quick.
Travis Hunter will not play in the preseason game. So we didn't see him in any preseason games, did we?
I think he played a little bit in the first one. In game one he played, but I think he had like one catch or something like that, or two for like.
Yeah, you're right.
Because
I remember
like
you
that.
Had some defensive stats too.
How many leagues are you playing in this year?
Only one.
Oh, so Mr. Fantasy Extraordinaire over here is only playing in one league.
I've got more news for you.
The news just keeps coming.
That's why you stay tuned. Matthew Stafford, for those of you who haven't been keeping track, Sean McVay said Thursday that Stafford with the back has been a full participant at practice this week and has looked like the stud we all know. Me personally, I think the Rams are going to win the NFC. I'm glad he's back because that take will sound a lot better.
Well, he has to be there.
Yeah.
He has to be.
All the Puka drafters were getting real nervous.
I'm wondering if his back was even that bad.
Well, he's a gamer. He'll play through stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering if it was one of them deals where they were just kind of using it as a kind of ploy. Because I wouldn't put anything past Sean. I'm going to tell you right now. Sean McVay, and I said this years ago, Sean McVay is this generation's Bill Belichick. All right? And I would not put it past McVay. Are you good with that?
I like that. That's not a bad take that I will take in. It's a good take.
Thank you.
Got more for you. Jalen Wright starting running back for the Dolphins today with, Ollie Gordon starting running back with Jalen Wright and Devon Achane being nicked up with injuries might be interesting for that 920 fantasy football segment.
I could see the Rams and Sean McVay, little cloak and dagger, saying that Matt Stafford has had a bad back just to kind of put the NFC West and just the haters at ease or get them all worked up into a tizzy. By the way, let me get this out before more news just comes out of nowhere. Dwayne Carter, Buffalo Bills defensive tackle. He's a player to watch as far as a potential trade target, according to NFL.com. A 2024 third-round pick. Carter found himself playing far deeper into the last preseason game against the Bills than either of the Bills' two rookie defensive tackles, TJ Sanders or Deion Walker. That might be an indication of a lower spot on Buffalo's depth chart for Carter, even with Larry Ogunbowale set to miss the first 6 weeks of the season with a suspension. If the Bills could get something in return for Carter, perhaps from a defensive line needy team such as the 49ers, they might be willing to loosen up the logjam at the position a bit. Now, I looked at their wide receiver depth chart, the Buffalo Bills. They still need wide receiver help.
Shakir and Coleman, yeah.
Okay. Right now, their starting lineup would be Josh Palmer, Keon Coleman, and... as you mentioned, Khalil Shakir. You've got Elijah Moore, who's been all over the place. Curtis Samuel, another guy who's been all over the place. And Terrell Shavers. And then, of course, LaVisca Chenault, who's been on literally half the
Panthers
NFL.
Panthers legend.
Okay, so my point in all that is this. You could throw Jalen Tolbert in this mix in Buffalo, and he could be your fourth or fifth wide receiver for a wide receiver needy team like the Buffalo Bills.
He's probably their second best receiver. Not upsize wise, just literally the moment he steps in. He's probably better than Keon Coleman.
He's far more polished than Keon Coleman. To your point, yes. And Shakur's kind of, you know, eh. So, no, you're right. As far as just established, 100%. He can go in there and be a guy.
Can I give you some Eagles injury news?
Just something to throw out there. Hopefully the whole team.
Johnny Wilson, wide receiver, with the knee.
Is
and
that a
ankle.
Real person? 877-881-1053.
He was pretty decent last year for them. He's gonna have a bigger role this upcoming season. Unfortunately, he won't have a role at all because he'll be out for the season. Season-ending surgery on that knee/ankle.
You hate to see it.
Philip Jeff McLean of the Philadelphia Inquirer reports. Jordan Mulata still questionable. He hasn't been practicing. Dallas Goedert hasn't been practicing. Devonta Smith, AJ Brown has not been practicing. Landon Dickerson has not been practicing. Kenyon Green.
Goodness.
And N'Kobe Dean is on the PUP list.
Kenyon Green, I don't think I'm really missing a whole lot there with him not practicing.
AJ Woods, and the reason I bring that up is apparently the cornerback room is looking just as bad over there in Philly, other than their two guys.
Look, we might see a 44-37 ball game on, and I'll tell you what, that bodes well for the Cowboys.
Yeah,
I've got a feeling that defense could get ran roughshod over, but I'd like to think the offense should be in good shape.
Even it out, man.
So there you have it. What I'll tell you what.
News.
Can I get a round of applause for the news reading done by Blake Elliott today? I mean, I'll tell you what, right now, if you don't feel like you're smarter, then...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait till the next segment. All right, coming up next, it's time for a little fair foul. What if I told you a company made you take out $20,000 in credit cards just to get the job? We'll discuss that and more next. Fair foul right here on Fan After Dark.
2024.
Appreciate that, Mr. Trevor, the creator. Tell you what, some of you guys are feisty on the text lines today. And I certainly appreciate the people that that know everything, especially the guy from the 214. You guys do any kind of preparation before the show? This is pathetic. You guys not knowing bleep and thinking it's funny is terrible. So I said, what are you referring to?
Do you know what it is?
When we're
not on consistently, we're a shock. When we're on our regular schedule, people get in our groove, they get in our comfort zone, we're vibing back and forth.
You are on to
and our brains are linked, the listeners and us. And I'm not speaking for every listener.
And we've got a little radio rust today. Not gonna lie,
but this is they're not used to us. It's been a little while. They
got
readjusted.
Rust.
They're used to hearing the Rangers get smacked around at this time, and now you're hearing us smack each other.
But see, there's a lot of love out there. Let's see, from the 469, Fred's killing me. Which look, that's normal. That's a normal response. It was bikini night at Ojos Locos last night.
We missed.
Isn't it always kind of bikini night at Ojos Locos, if we're being honest?
Bikini
they kind of wear the little skirt type outfits, but there was an article.
I've heard.
No, we've been there. I mean, you're single. What difference is it?
I've heard in articles.
Yeah. No, the Dallas Observer had an article today, front page article, actually, on Ojos Locos.
Gotta go support our local businesses.
So, which we have been supporters of.
Trevor,
now,
even.
I didn't read the story, but I want to know if they put the part in there where if you don't buy alcohol, the girls really could care less.
Trevor, what was your experience there?
I mean, I enjoyed hanging out with my friends.
Dude. You know what? What a turd Ferguson right now.
Come on,
bro.
You were talking to girls more than us.
Don't be a cornball, bro. Go be a bro.
Listen, it was I enjoyed it. Yes, it was nice to, but also again,
were you uncomfortable? It sounds like you're uncomfortable just talking about it.
Cuz I don't want to objectify, and that's what you're there for. It's just tough for me, I guess.
From the 601, tell the dude that texted that I said shut up, you dumbass. Now
ever.
That's a
best
real one. Ever. That's a fatty right there.
Well, we don't mean that.
That is a fatty right there.
Love all of our listeners.
No, even the ones that don't like us sometimes.
I still love you.
And that's family.
That's family. That's unconditional love. I don't change
is...
every
shit.
Every time I come in, whether you guys are nice or not, my arms are always open.
His are. Mine aren't.
And we know Blake's a hugger. Fred is at a distance, air high five.
Fred's a pointer. Hey.
Hey, I see you over there, bud.
Fred comes up and hits you in the arm really hard. That's what he
did. Hey, buddy. Will.
Hey,
do you
man.
Do you remember anybody's names, or you just go buddy and man? Like you're a buddy man, guy, boss.
Depends on who it is.
Just everybody in general, unless you see them every day.
Man, people see
you
every day,
probably forget don't. People's names all the time.
I am not.
What up, man?
Best.
Please don't say my name. Please don't say my name.
Rod still calls me sir. Hey, sir.
Broadus loves the sir. Broadus loves the sir. Hey, sir.
Let's see. Okay, I can't see. I'll tell you what, my eyes have gotten
horrific. If it makes you feel better, I also can't see.
Okay, good.
But the brightness is too much on these computers.
Yeah, no, they are.
What do you think they're going to be like in the new
okay,
offices?
From the 682, Fred Davis and Blake are the best thing on the 105.3, The Fan.
Hey, we love all of our shows, so I would say we're equally
no,
all
No, they
fun.
Are, but I'll take that. I'm going to go ahead and send that to Gavin and Tim. Real quick, let me break out one of my Rolaids. Okay.
Oh, my. Okay. Trevor, do you before he
Fair
continued...
Fair foul.
No,
Fred likes an antacid from time to time.
I was going to say, don't explain what it is. Trevor, did you know what did you say?
Antacid?
No, you said something before that, though.
No, what, Rolaids?
Yeah. Did you know what a Rolaid is?
Yes, I know what Rolaids are.
You know what antacids are.
Say that again, Blake.
You know what antacids are?
Yes, yeah.
So am I just dumb? I didn't know what that was.
Well, you're I mean, it's just, I think
I just
you've
never heard
that
word.
I've
never even had to even look at that at the store. I've never even like gone down that
right.
aisle.
I mean, why would you? If you don't have indigestion or heartburn, then you don't need antacids.
Is that because you're eating bad?
I do.
Why do you have it?
Just as
today,
older,
it's because I've drank a lot of coffee. I have drank a lot of coffee.
But this isn't the first time you've had these things.
No, it's not.
I'm fearful. Do I need to?
I don't know what it means. I'm sure.
It's the pH level of your gut.
Ooh, pH.
People
I've
have
heard
said.
About that.
People have given me reasons. I there's things I need to do. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, when I was the weird thing. I had Zantac 75. When I was a kid, I had to take it, but I've never had heartburn ever since.
My mom used to work for Procter & Gamble, so this would be all up in her alley, all these medical
Big
products.
Pharma?
Big Pharma.
Big Pharma?
Yeah.
My mom's a nurse, or she's a former nurse, so she likes to always tell me fun stories.
Former? Wait, was she ever medical license revoked?
No. She just got tired of taking
more the story that we need to know,
former
Trevor?
Nurse, you hear that often.
Was she going Nurse Jackie and stealing dope or what?
No,
I mean, look,
no,
I'm not
no.
judging if she did.
I mean, hey,
I'm not judging.
She could have. I don't know. I genuinely don't know. She could have.
He just threw that out.
But she just. Listen, my mom's.
Mama
lovely.
Trevor giving out those kind of vibes?
I love my mother, and she's just an interesting lady.
Wow. What a, that's the documentary starter right there.
I love my mother. She's an interesting lady. I haven't spoken to my mother, fair or foul. I have not spoken to my mother since Mother's Day when she told me that I don't have her qualities.
In a and positive are, way?
Yeah, exactly. My mother, I called to apologize to my mother on Mother's Day. Now, me and Marla have beefed. Okay, let's just get that out of the way. Me and Marla have beefed, and I called her on Mother's Day to apologize to my mom.
As one son does.
Because, look, I mean, Marla and I have duked it out for years. And so I called to apologize, and she complained to me for not calling enough. I said, well, you never call, so maybe I get it from you. And
what a son response.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, hey, you know what?
We
Hey, last I checked, your phone's got a green button too.
Wow.
Okay. So
how old is your mom?
Old enough to know better. Old enough to make a phone call.
I see, like, pressing his mom.
Old enough to know better. Yeah, that's exactly right. You don't work.
You got to be soft.
You don't work, Fred. Mom. What are you doing? Fred, nothing. You call me. Call me.
Is this how you? Is this how y'all's conversation?
Oh, absolutely,
goes?
It does. And she, hey, she gives it right back. So,
I think
hey,
you'll have a lot of qualities, you know.
What's that? So anyway, so I call my mom. I tell her, hey, she tries to give me a hard time for not calling her. I say, well, you know, the phone works both ways.
Can you do this with a Boston accent?
I just do it the way I do it. I did have a lady ask me today if I was from the East Coast, and I'll tell you why. Anyway, real quick. So, if Marla, if you're listening, shout out. Okay. Fair or foul?
Text in.
Fair, Mom, if you're listening, text in 877-811-1. Because she sure don't text me. Anyway.
Someone said, Fred, just take Ozempic. No, Ozempic.
Okay, first of all, I'm not fat. Okay?
Chill.
I work out.
I thought it said Ozempic.
What?
It said Ozempiral. I thought it said Ozempic.
Oh, yes. No, Omeprazole every day and you'll probably be fine. Yes, you're exactly right. I need to go do that. Shout out to Tolo D. The morning show is the best. Sean, RJ, Bobby, and Peyton. I mean, I tell you what. She heard somebody text and say we were the best. It was like, oh, hell no, they're not. Oh, no, they're not. 877-881-1053.
What is she still doing up? You listen in the morning show. What are you still doing up?
Toloing, apparently, to let everybody know that the morning show is the best. That said, real quick. So I met this podcast event the last 2 days over at the Gaylord Texan. Great resort, by the way.
Bunch of phenoms. Okay. I saw the pictures.
So homeboy's wearing a KU backpack. I walk up to him. Hey, you a Jayhawk?
Yeah.
Rock Chop.
Sorry, I didn't.
I'm sorry. More Abund Community Colleges don't have a memorable forever, a memorable chant.
Oh, did you hear
that?
Yeah,
you heard me.
Did you hear that?
What?
Say what you said, Trey.
Y'all haven't won anything forever. I don't know why you're getting
Sorry, you mean a national championship in basketball a few years ago? Well, I'm sorry, where'd you go again? Where'd you go?
Hey, chill out.
Where'd you go? Navarro Community College? Get out of my face. Anywho, homeboy's got his KU backpack on. We get to talking, da-da-da. Anyway, it transitions into, hey, I'm moving to San Diego for this job. Long story shorter, this kid, 23 years old, spent $20,000 on credit cards that they told him to get because they're going to teach him how to be a high-ticket sales closer.
Okay.
And this is they as the job that he's
the
going
job,
to get.
Yes.
I'm guessing he already had money to kind of throw around if he's just dropping $20,000 on the limb like that.
No, he didn't. This is what I'm trying to tell you,
what
boys.
What did he spend it on?
He paid for this course, okay?
That you were at for free.
What's that?
That you were at for free?
No. This high ticket, if you look, go to enough the Grant Cardones of the world, the Michael Barron, wink, wink.
Are we ML multi-level marketing here?
Thank you.
Okay.
$20,000, we'll teach you how to be a high-ticket sales closer.
Oh, boy.
I asked this kid, I go, so let me get this straight. You took out 2 credit cards, maxed them out to 20 Gs, paid them, and their response was they gave you a job? Oh, yeah.
So you just paid for a job, eh?
And so I go into dad mode. I said, you realize you're getting scammed, right?
Was he hearing you?
Oh, look, this poor kid went from, kind of nervous about it, like, hey, I'm ready to take on the world, to today I had my girl Laura look at the contract, and I was like, bro, you realize that you're an at-will employee, and they can fire you at any minute. Oh, by the way, no relocation assistance. And you're basically there to get high, you know, leads that you may or may not be able to get. That, oh, by the way, you've already spent $20,000 to go do.
Sounds like this business is booming, man. I want to get in business with them. They know what they're doing.
Google it. First thing it sees, is this a scam?
Mm.
He's got about 10 different Reddit subreddits. Is this a scam? Oh, by the way, there's a class action lawsuit being carried out against these
guys. That's
why
you got to do your research.
Fair or foul, spending $20,000 for a high ticket sales closing course?
Stupidity, man.
I say it's foul, man. You've got to do your research. If you learn nothing else from the
show.
Thank
you.
I want you to listen. Pause the music.
Mm.
If you learn nothing else from today's program.
Nothing else.
Reach out to somebody, man.
Please.
Have them look over the contract.
Reach out to us.
Reach out to Fantra Dark. We're lawyers here.
The Davis, Blake, and Trevor Law Firm.
No, that's not how it goes. It's not.
Which one is it?
David, David and Davis.
David and Davis. Hello. Hey, look, you know what? We're so knee-deep in our own legal work that sometimes we forget what the hell we call ourselves, okay?
That's how much work we got.
You guys even do preparation.
We're doing law prep work.
Seriously.
I got asked on a date to go to an MLM thing.
When? Recently?
This was a while ago.
Oh.
Girl asked me out on a date. I was like, you and me should go eat sometime. And then 8 other guys showed up.
All right, what happened with Schreiber?
That was called a gangbang. All right, when we come back, let's talk about this documentary, shall we? Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.